Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's the deal. We're going to cover news, and there's a lot of it. It's a big news day. G20, what's happening with the economy, the police state. Israel saying they may go ahead and strike Iran, the new prime minister. Part deuce for the second time. Netanyahu says they may go ahead and hit Iran. Go over the repercussions of that. And open phones in this hour, also open phones next hour when Tommy Crier, Esquire, attorney in law who successfully defeated the IRS and helped others defeat them on the unconstitutionality of their operations. We're going to be doing interviews almost every day up until tax day, the 15th, about the criminal nature of the private run-for-profit Internal Revenue Service. So that is coming up. And then in the final hour of the transmission, Rob Due and Jason Douglas have returned in the a.m. hours. They got in about 1 o'clock in the morning last night from California and their four-day trip there from Southern California up until north central, up in Sacramento, where CPS is kidnapping the people in the tent cities, children, kidnapping their children out of their mobile homes, seizing mobile homes, stealing them, auctioning them. If they don't have their papers in order, but the illegal aliens are above the law and don't have to. That is going to be a very important report, and they're lining up some of the people in the shanty towns being forced out now by Schwarzenegger to a FEMA camp, literal FEMA camp with their prisoners, basically. That is coming up in the final hour, or T-minus 2 hours from now. They will be in studio with us, and we're going to have some people from the shanty towns there. We need to get some political attention on this and say, look, stop kidnapping the homeless people's children, their animals. Stop stealing their vehicles when they don't have insurance. This is a discrimination lawsuit in the making because there are documented cases, especially in California, where the illegal aliens are above the law. They don't get arrested for no insurance, no driver's license. I saw two reports of illegal aliens cornering and attacking police in California yesterday, where there's total breakdown of society. In fact, that was on Drudge from mainstream news. I don't see it in my stack. Somebody go there and just control F police, and then you'll see the article about them doing that. There's several articles, actually. And, I mean, my whole point is that it's not that all the illegal aliens are evil people. It's that the criminal element of Mexico is certainly overrepresented down in the U.S. They run here when they commit murders and things. That's been documented. And then they're above the law. But citizens, whether you're Hispanic, black, white, are literally fed on because we are the right whale of creatures. Why was the right whale hunted until near extinction when only a few hundred live from tens of thousands in the seas? It's a sweet, large, slow, blubberous whale with lots of whale oil. And the whales would come up and bump the boats, friendly, very sweet whales. And they would kill them. Not like a sperm whale that dives deep and fights, not like other whales that are hard to deal with. No, it was the right whale, the right one. And the American people have a giant target. They say, this is a schmuck. This is somebody trained to put up with tyranny. This is somebody that's been drinking fluoride their whole life and is brain damaged and submissive. This is somebody I can feed on. And police all over the country say, yeah, they're not allowed to arrest illegal aliens for the things they arrest citizens. Citizens are known as cattle, as slaves to be fed on. We are the prey of choice. You know, you don't see wolves trying to eat grizzly bears. Wolves go after deer. They go after mice. Actually, their main diet is rodents. They go after little things they can grab. They don't go after porcupines. They don't go after poisonous toads. They don't go after grizzly bears. They don't go after polar bears. They go after rabbits and deer and sheep. And we are sheep. The illegal aliens are not to be messed with. They're here to bankrupt the economy, bankrupt the states, drive down the wages as part of merging us in the third world. Only citizens are to be throttled, squeezed, dominated, bludgeoned, controlled, pushed to the edge of extinction, driven into homelessness, put in camps, their children taken, their cars seized. We are here to be raped by the criminal government.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the Earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Opening the phones up in this hour at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll break down the criminal IRS next hour. Then we'll go to homeless people having their children taken, their Winnebagos stolen by the police, when the illegal aliens are all left alone and above the law. From California, our two reporters are back in the Central Texas Command Center, Jason Douglas and Rob Dew. That in the final hour today. Okay, let me go ahead and go over the news. Prime Minister, we may be forced to attack Iran. This is the Jerusalem Post. The primary imperative of the United States and President Barack Obama is to put an end to Iran's nuclear race. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said before his swearing in Tuesday, adding that if the U.S. failed to do so, Israel might be forced to resort to a military strike on the Islamic Republic's nuclear installations. And I quote the new prime minister, now in for the second time. The Obama presidency has two great missions, fixing the economy and preventing Iran from gaining nuclear weapons, Netanyahu told the Atlantic newspaper. The Iranian drive for a nuclear weapon was a hinge of history, he said, emphasizing that all of Western civilization was responsible for preventing an Iranian bomb after Israel, the United States, and England helped give AQ Khan Laboratories in Pakistan the bomb. We'll get into the wider reasons they're doing this. You don't want a messianic apocalyptic cult controlling atomic bombs, Netanyahu said, of the Iranian regime. when the wide-eyed believer gets hold of the reins of power and the weapons of mass death, then the entire world should start worrying, and that is what is happening in Iran. Netanyahu suggested that Israeli preemptive strikes against perceived threats were the result of the Jewish people learning from a long history of grappling against those who threatened their collective existence. He cited Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's repeated calls to wipe Israel off the map, as well as a recent remark by the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, to the effect that Israel was a cancerous tumor. However, despite Iran singling out of Israel, he said, the rest of the world would be well advised to take the threat emanating from Tehran seriously. He voiced support for Obama's strategy of engaging Iran in dialogue as long as the negotiations worked swiftly to convince Iran to relinquish its nuclear program. Now, let's stop right there. Whether you're Iranian, whether you're Israeli, whether you're American, whether you're German, whether you're Chinese, you shouldn't want an Israeli preemptive strike on the 65 million to 70 million people of Iran. They have 11,000 Sunburn missiles that can hit all the major ships in the Gulf. They can shut down the Strait of Hormuz. They will probably attack Iraq. Undoubtedly, Muslims will flare up all over the world, not just Shiite, but Sunni. 1 billion, 100 million. The West will clearly stage terror attacks as well. This will widen into a police state crackdown at home so the bankers can steal what's left of the collapsing economies. And the RAND Corporation said 3 months ago, reported by British news and Chinese news, that they want a World War III level conflict to bring in their new world order. So you may be all fired up and you loved attacking Iraq twice and you love wars, you love eating pizza and drinking beer while you watch shock and awe, cities are blown to bits. You may enjoy the destruction in Fallujah. It's tribal. It feels good. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, that Iran, according to the CIA, is 7 years away from having a crude A-bomb. They don't have centrifuges that can purify it to anywhere near the level they need. They don't have the delivery system to deliver weapons more than 400 miles. Israel conservatively has 400 super high-tech hydrogen bombs, neutron bombs, you name it. Israel has German-made subs in the Gulf, in the Med. They have cruise missiles. They have fighter bombers. They have bombers. They have strategic forces with frogs and Davy Crockett, small nukes. It's unbelievable. Anyone that dared launch anything in Israel, they have anti-missile systems better than the Patriot. The United States has at least 5 DC-10s with high-powered chemical lasers in the air at all times in the Middle East that can target missiles seconds after launch and fire a particle beam at it and destroy it before it even begins its arc downward. Now, meanwhile, you have the head of the Swiss company at the time in 1997, Donald Rumsfeld, ABB, the company, giving the nuclear technology to North Korea to successfully develop some crude A-bombs. You have this is reality. You have just Google Israel, Google Britain, Google U.S. help Iran's nuclear program, help North Korea's nuclear program, help Pakistan's nuclear program. Halliburton's been involved. This came out 5 years ago, helping fund Iran with its centrifuges. And Dick Cheney said, this is no big deal. It's just a subsidiary and the Caymans doing it. So it's like the old Western, and I love the... in fact, Google this. Bill Hicks, pick up the gun. Bill Hicks, pick up the gun. I never seen him do this, and when I did this about 10 years ago, I've seen the same Westerns. It's a classic theme in Westerns. So that's Bill Hicks, but he does do it better than I do. And it's where they throw the gun down. You know, they've just... it's in a couple Clint Eastwood movies, you know, where the regulators for the railroad, there was a lot of true cases of this. Pinkerton men and others would shoot, you know, somebody's daddy trying to sell his gold at the company store in town. And then they'd throw a gun down at the 10 or 12-year-old's feet and say, go ahead, kid, pick up the gun. Pick it up. I just killed your daddy. And the kid will reach down for the gun and they'll fill him full of holes. It's the same thing. They give him the gun. They go, pick it up. Pick it up. The U.S. government admits they staged terror attacks with the British in 1953 and Iran to overthrow them. They always are blowing up their airlines, trying to get them to go crazy. We told you this before, even the New Yorker did. Now the White House admitted it 2 years ago now, that they are staging terror attacks inside Iran against Iranian government facilities in a pretext to get them to widen a war into the border, their western border, on the eastern border with Iraq. So that's the facts, ladies and gentlemen, and they want to launch World War III, and almost all the major analysts, even those that are for the war, admit it will turn into a theater war with multiple nations involved. It will cause Pakistan to go into total revolt, who has more than 20 nukes with delivery systems of up to 2,000 kilometers. What is that, 1,200, 1,300 miles? You know, on the eve of the Gulf War II, it was in major newspapers, but didn't get a lot of traction, that in a missile test, they're about to do another one, North Korea fired an ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile, with a dummy test MIRV package, multiple reentry device, so one warhead, you know, one missile nose cone has five or six smaller bombs, payloads, that are delivered out to other targets. That way, even if you shoot the missile down, it pops open and fires its nukes out. One missile, U.S. MIRVs carry as many as 20 warheads, Russian MIRVs as many as 14. North Korea's testing MIRVs, the Chinese Long March that Laurel and Hughes, or Clinton and the Republicans, helped transfer to communist China. Why did the U.S. government allow the transfer of MIRV technology, an ICBM, high-tech ICBM, to China? They're handing out the weapons worldwide. Just like the documents have been declassified, they stirred up war with Germany in World War I. They financed Hitler to get him into power, told him they were going to have him fight the communists, told him to attack those countries, and then set him up. Am I saying Hitler's good? No. The point is, it's a fact. They financed him, the Milner Group, Lord Milner. It's on record, mainstream history. Not on the History Channel, though, but in mainline award-winning books, government documents. So in polls, upwards of 75% of Iranians don't like their mullahs. Even Jerome Corsi says the way to go is through detente, is through working with Iran. But notice when the Ayatollahs before Ahmadinejad got in 5 years ago, notice they let the inspectors in like no country ever did, went under UN control, was totally peaceful, had nothing to do with nuclear weapons production. The UN's on record saying that, Hans Blix, all of them. Ah, Hans Blix. Come on in, buddy. Back to Kim Jong-il. Alec Baldwin, very useful to me. But anyways, I digress into Team America. America, America. I shouldn't be laughing about this. It's too serious. This isn't a movie. It's reality. And so they helped give them all of these weapon systems, and they want to start World War III, and the mullahs were trying to reach out to the West, and they were rebuffed. And so the mullahs said, okay, well, we'll put a radical in, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. And now they want war with them, and this will be devastating, devastating, if this is allowed to happen. Now I'm going to come back and go to your calls, and then I'm going to get into just the amazing news of the day. Financial rescue, it's a rescue. You know, this is saving us, see that lie. Bloomberg, financial rescue nears GDP, gross domestic product, everything the company produces every year, of $12.8 trillion in 5.5 months of the bailout. So they're on line within 12 months of this starting to be $26 trillion. And you're all going to pay for it, and the police are going to squeeze it out of you. That's why they're wearing black's mask now, folks. We're not in Kansas anymore. We're going to get into World Bank President admits agenda for global government. Look at this headline, AP, desperate world leaders meet on economic woes. Oh, they're desperate. They're getting their world government and all this power and stealing from us. Oh, it's so desperate. And you watch their body language, laughing, smiling, admitting this is a great opportunity. George Soros, who's attending, says this is he's having a great crisis, the culmination of his life. Oh, it's so good, bankrupting you. Oh, it's so wonderful. Your call straight ahead.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, but since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 1st, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $927.40. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $954.11, $477.05 for a half ounce, and $238.58 for the quarter ounce. That's $954.11, $477.05, and $238.58.
There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack. And Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes.
Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people. There's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land.
All right, let's go ahead and go to your phone
down
calls.
The ditches a thousand years, the waters grew.
Chris in Iowa, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Stole their water rights, and the sparkling water stopped.
Hello, Chris.
Yeah, hey, buddy. I couldn't hear you. Alex, I listened to the podcast a day late, so I'm not up to what's going on for today, but I wanted to call you regarding Luke and getting busted over the weekend. I've got this application on my cell phone. I push a single button, turns my video camera on, it starts streaming to the web directly in real time, and it records on the web.
Yeah, there's a lot of those applications. Tell folks the application you're using.
They're free. This one's called QIK.com. It's a free service. It's a free application. Downloaded to my BlackBerry. Works perfect. And the gem is that, you know, if you know you're going into a situation like he did and you got this thing, you know, back up running, you can have your attorney, he could call me, I don't care, and we can be watching this going on. And when things roll out the way they do.
No, I agree. And the way to go is to have like three or four people together and all your cell phones going, because the technology isn't 100%. We've tested it out. We've had problems before when we try to link it up on our sites because then thousands hit it, and those services won't allow that because you've got to have a server to spew it out at. But just to save it individually, it's a great idea, and I know they've been working on that. We did a lot of live feeds in Denver at the DNC, and tens of thousands would tune in there, and it was just amazing. But then we had MSNBC when we were bullhorning Chris Matthews attack our camera, and it was hooked up to a laptop to send it out in higher quality. But no, certainly as this technology becomes mainstream, as it becomes second and third and fourth generation, which already in the third generation starts working better, it's going to revolutionize things. That's why police are investing all over the world in cell phone jammers at protests so they can jam that.
Right. Well, the thing with this is, I mean, I suppose with the others as well, but the one thing I like about this is that as it's streaming live, you can download the flash video to your computer and then upload it right away back to YouTube so that if, you know, 1,000 people decide to hit it, it's not going to crash their service because, you know, it'll be the Google YouTube.
Absolutely. Server. That is the model. Anything else, Chris?
That's what I was going to say, is that by the time Luke's fingerprints had gotten dry, this thing could have been viral. And I'm not second-guessing anybody, I mean, obviously, but I just want to bring this to everybody's attention. So one more time, it's QIK.com. And then you get your own little username. It's free. It's quick. It's
Chris,
easy.
Chris, I hear you. He shouldn't go anywhere near Bloomberg unless he has something like that going live with a backup, several of them, because, you know, even if he gets arrested, at least later it's uploaded to his computer across town or across the world, and then they can't set him up. Great points, Chris. Lauren in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, I wanted to cheer you up a little because I can hear the stress in your voices and that you're making me crack up with the queen stuff. And I'm wondering when people are going to stop bowing down and scraping before men. Now, I'm going to just real quickly do this. I hear you talking about the Mexicans. They're above the law. It's not that the Mexicans are above the law. It's that they're not under the rules, codes, regulations, and statutes by virtue of their voluntary contract with these
people. I agree, because they literally are free men and won't get the license and won't get the insurance and just thumb their nose. The system's just given up because it's powerless unless you acquiesce. And you're right.
You got it. You got it. And here's the thing. This is the key. And this is why they needed to get the Bible out of the schools and away from the children. God made us human beings, humus man. You know, he created us out of the dirt. Human. Get it? The land is us. You are God's gift to you. You are a king of your own land. When we came here and this country was developed, and my ancestors, one of them was Raymond Demery. He was aide-de-camp for Washington, and they were here in 1739 before we even had the United States of America, which is not even that right now. But the whole point is everybody was a king. Your rights are unalienable. Nobody can put a lien against your flesh because you belong to God. God created the men created the flesh.
And only a group of grand jurors, your peers, who are supposed to be in control of the court process, not captured, kept minions of the prosecutor and the judge, only they, when it's been decided with evidence and witnesses that you've hurt someone else, deprived them of life, liberty, or happiness, and carried out violence or theft, then you can be seized and put through due process. But you're absolutely on target, Lauren, and I totally agree with you. Anything else?
Yeah, here's what they did. They have convinced them.
Stay there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that the new energy czar wants to control how much power your electrical company allows you to have? It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Not if, but when.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to call in and let you folks know that I got my solar backup generator hooked up and running. To tell you the truth, it's awesome. Not only was it easy to install, but it's powering my fridge, lights, TV, and shortwave radio. I now know that I'm one step closer to getting off the grid. Thanks for all your help.
This generator is solar powered, complete with battery backup, has no moving parts to wear out or break, and requires no gas. Don't wait for the energy czar to cut your power or raise your rates. Produce your own electricity for free. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen, it's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
At a glance, I looked at you. But just as fast, I felt brand new. For you, I look at you. If I made a pass at you.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. We were going to Justin next, but he just hung up. Frank, Sean, David, Taylor, many others. 1-800-259-9231. Promise to take calls. But to do that, I got to try to move through your calls. I got all this other news. And we are going to debrief on air coming up in an hour and a half. The team that we sent out to the tent cities of California, it is hellish what they're doing. Kidnapping their children, kidnapping their animals, kidnapping their cars, their Winnebagos, auctioning them. Oh, you don't have insurance. Your sticker isn't in. Just harassing them with pleasure and then saying, we're just doing our job. The illegal aliens are above the law and literally don't have to have any driver's license, insurance. The police all over the country admit they're told just let them go. Now, I know a lot of you just love the illegal aliens and you think it's wrong to criticize the fact that they're above the law. But, I mean, you know, regardless, they shouldn't be doing this to citizens then. I mean, come on. I know it's fun that American citizens are seen as trash. And we've been domesticated. We've been institutionalized. We've been trained to go along with this. And the state, the criminal state, is nothing but a conduit, a proboscis to the larger mosquito above it that is the New World Order, is feeding on the American people. Whether you're black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. Now, finish up with your great point, Lauren in Ohio. You're right. It's because we've waived our rights in due process and been trained to acquiesce and accept it that citizens are treated like third-class citizens.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
You are absolutely right. Okay, I'm just going to go with the 14th Amendment real quick. Section 1, all persons, a person, look it up in the Black's Law Dictionary. It's not the same thing as a man, okay? All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. That means there are people that are not subject to the jurisdiction thereof. That's where the key lies. We have all the power to stop this. Stop giving them your money. Stop giving these fallible servants your obeisance. God said, have no other gods before me. And stop giving them access to your children. Why do you think all these people are running around and think they live in the democracy and we're spreading democracy around the world? They don't even know they're supposed to live in a republic. So the whole point is we've done this to ourselves by walking out from under the protection of God. He told us, obey me first. That's why it's Uncle Sam, Uncle Samaritan, because he's not your daddy. Patriot, the root of that word is patriarch. The government is not your father. They're a bunch of servants. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights, it's a body of negative law to limit the government. It is not a document.
No, listen, I've read the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers. I've read the debates. It's all documented, and we are a captured, kept, indentured slave mass. And now that all over the nation, they're putting in body scanners, and they show it on the news, people's naked bodies, and they admit they're recording it. And first it's take your shoes off, then you can't have water, then you got to be asked questions. Now we got to scan your body. They're training you how to submit to them getting in your business. I appreciate your call. Fine points there, Lauren. Let's talk to Frank in New York. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
This is Frank in New York. Listen, I wanted to commend you on the Obama deception. I've watched it four times. It's really a masterpiece, and it's one of the most interesting political documentaries. And what's amazing is that the timing of this, it's not 1 or 2 years into Obama's presidency, but it's within the first 6 or 8 weeks. So congratulations on that. It's not only entertaining, but it's a wonderful vehicle to get people thinking, you know, about
exactly. The establishment sets out the false left and right choice, which are really working on the same team. Everybody gets captured in that parlor theatrics or theater, the show going on, instead of the men behind the curtain. We literally have graphics where we open the curtain, very visually simple, and show you the elite and what their real policies are. And that's why the liberals and conservatives are seeing this, and it's shattering their paradigms.
Absolutely. Now, I wanted to make a couple comments. One, when Rumsfeld was on the board of Brownbovi in Switzerland, he was instrumental in getting the contract for the North Korean nuclear reactor, and he received a big bonus for that, and I think that should be mentioned. And also the fact
that... I did just mention that.
Okay. And also
ABB.
Sadly, I may meet you in person at the FEMA camp in the next year or so, but... On a more uplifting note, I think if Henry Kissinger decides to retire from Kissinger Associates, and since he has been knighted by the Queen, he would make an excellent candidate for Groom of the Stool. Enough said.
Were you already aware of that, or did you look it up when we said look it up?
No. I knew of that. In fact, the notion of the Groom of the Stool actually in the United States goes back to FDR when he was very ill. There was fear that... a fifth column might get hold of his excrement and analyze it to understand what frame of mind or, you know, how sick he was with the polio and things. And it goes back, Kennedy also was very concerned about that during the Cold War because, you know, a lot of people believed he was ill, especially the Soviets. And we know later that he had Addison's disease. So in a sense, you know, it goes back... at least with the American presidency through Roosevelt, but it was due to the, you know, intense security during the Second World War.
That's right, and now Obama, Bush, all of them have a
they
special...
They all do that, absolutely. And I was thinking maybe if not Kissinger, maybe since Bill Clinton's so busy with his foundation, when he decides to move into something else, he might be an excellent candidate as well for that.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Since a lot of you just joined us, you don't know what on earth we're talking about, I'll just recap briefly. Going back to Henry VIII, at least, and they got this from France, and in the writings, they, reading over historical texts, decided to start doing it because pharaohs, by the middle period of Egypt, going back about 2,500 years, they had, or more, they had, they were godmen, so they had someone who would lovingly pick the mucus out of their nose. It's known as boogers. They had someone who would do that because they're God, and then someone who would groom them when they used the restroom, and then examine. They would have priests look at it and do portents. They would also cut open sheep, bulls, read their guts. You hear the term reading tea leaves, where they lay tea leaves out or cast bones on the ground, witch doctors, and, you know, read the portend, see what's happening in the future from that. Well, that's what they would do with the pharaohs and the rest of the royal house's excrement. And so just to show how disgusting the Queen of England is and just how they think they're gods and the way they humiliate people, they have a groom of the stool who wipes them and everything else. So I was just pointing out how Obama was bowing to her on national television, and then Prince Philip, the Nazi, who constantly badmouths black people, a subhuman, says he wants to kill them in books, he writes. He's like, turn around. He keeps waving at him for like 30 seconds, and Obama turns around and looks and then follows the order, and even CNN commented, look at him bossing the president around. I mean, people heard it. I was playing. We just tuned into CNN. I said, fade it up, and it was, look how he's making Obama grovel. I mean, I'm not the only one seeing this. And so I said, is Obama going to, because it says only a top lord in England is the groom of the queen. Is he going to be her potty valet? I mean, this is the larger question that we're having today. We have to discredit these people. We have to show how ridiculous worshiping them is. Other CNN hosts and Fox hosts were like, I'm so nervous. It's incredible. Will he do the etiquette properly? Will he approach her properly? Will he? Oh, my gosh. This moment from Mrs. Obama is the most incredible day of her life, to be meeting this incredible individual. And Obama's in the news saying, Google this for me. I saw it up on screen. Obama loves the queen. It's, I love her, the greatest person on earth, just saving everyone. This is the greatest example of humanity and grace. And this moment to meet her, this is unbelievable. I've been practicing for weeks how to properly worship her grace. I mean, literally says a lot of that. I mean, it's unspeakable. This is everything our country was founded against. Yes, here it is, Associated Press. Obama loves queen. Avoids own goal on football, whatever that means. So print that for me. I'll read that later. Let's continue with your calls here. Let's talk to Sean in Minnesota. Hello, you're on the air, Sean.
Hey there, Alex. Good day to you. I got two things I want to bring up. The first thing being, you were talking earlier about the scumbag cops in London pretended to be anarchists and staging false flag operations.
Well, now, I'm specifically talking about Denver and where they were caught and admitted, Denver Post, Associated Press, they admitted, and I was talking about Canada last year where they were caught doing it, and I'm saying it looks like they're doing it here.
Yes, yes. And I want to dispel a myth a common myth that people have about anarchists. I have friends who are anarchists, and they do not by any means of your imagination fit that stereotypical profile that you were talking about earlier. What anarchists are people who are pro-liberty. They're actually very similar to libertarians.
Well, listen, I always get attacked for this, so I want to be clear, then I'll let you finish. I appreciate you calling. I'm talking about the anarchists at these demonstrations have been proven to be government agents over and over again, confirmed in court, confirmed in Seattle Post-Intelligencer, Times of London. I mean, it's every time. obviously the and they're always actually communists. The media, I mean, they'll have red stars on. They'll say, you know, we're the liberation Maoist youth brigade. I mean, I've got them on video. But then the news calls them anarchists. They're really communist, which is diametrically opposed to what real anarchists are, who are like hyper super libertarians.
Exactly. They're pro-liberty people. They believe in freedom. They believe in no kind of coercion. And now, I forgot. I lost my train of thought there. Oh, yes. The second thing I wanted to get your perspective on is, what is it about humanity, Alex, that makes us so doggone gullible? That the fact that these governments can continuously stage false flag operations and people keep falling for it. It's
no, I hear you. Let me answer that question. I appreciate your fine points. Look, to oversimplify things actually hurts us. I mean, it's a cocktail of psychological programming and control mechanisms and semantical word games and playing different groups off against each other, kind of this false projection on the mind, this false map, this false template, this false paradigm, this false belief system. And there's different variants of this, the liberal, the conservative, the libertarian, the fascist, the communist, the socialist. And then they manage these kind of stereotypes in the mind, like, oh, that's a conspiracy theorist. Don't believe them if they have a UN document calling for world government. Automatic discredits us. You know, it's just a term. Or he's a conservative, or he's a this or that. It's an oversimplification is how they control us. But they have a lot of different tricks, but mainly they make you feel important. Mainly they make you feel threatened. Mainly they, make you feel important in believing they're fraud. You know, they pose like they're on your side. Or they have other tricks where we're going to get these rich elite bankers who got $165 million in bailouts. Oh, my gosh, we're going to bring them to justice right now. We are so angry. We are so upset. We are going to do something. And then you find out that they have memos saying they would make that a diversion, that they actually wrote the loopholes for those particular bonuses, and that it's a distraction for $12.8 trillion, not million, not billion, but $12.8 trillion. Bloomberg, AP, Reuters today. Because every few months we get the new numbers. First it was $2.2 trillion the first week. Then a couple months later we find out it's $5.5 trillion. Then it's $7 trillion. Then it's $8.5 trillion. Then it's $10 trillion a month ago. Now it is $12.8 trillion, and Congress and Bloomberg and AP file suits, and congressmen and senators ask Bernanke where the money goes, and he goes, I'm not going to tell you. And then they send Greenspan on TV to say, none of your business. Ha ha! I mean, open stealing everything, and then you got to pay taxes on it. And meanwhile, there's some old woman dressed up with a crown on her head with a dirty look on her face with some monkey-looking crazy Nazi husband who looks like a spoiled 12-year-old Ritalin head flapping his hands around, bossing everyone. I mean, and waving with his hand out, you know, his hand straight out with his fingers waving like Obama bossing him around on television. And it's like, oh, how wonderful. Oh, it's disgusting. Some murderous mafia chief who breeds all these little Nazi children up there perching on top of us with her pot belly, and we're all running around worshiping her, and it's so anti-American, so anti-freedom, it makes me literally nauseous to look at that crone. It's disgusting! And she's got all these PR firms out there to sell you how good she is. That they write all these books and ledgers and fund extermination. The Royal Commission on Population, 1948, diagrams the entire eugenics program against Africa, Latin America, and Asia, and the extermination programs and the one-child policy, and it's all over British news today and U.S. news as they announce they want it for the U.S. and England and Europe, where they're going to tax you if you have more than one child. Turn up this... Well, see, put CNN on screen. It doesn't matter. We'll get to it later. Yeah, they're hiking all these new taxes. Oh, my gosh. They claim it's for health care. Total lies. It's all going right into the bankers' coffers. They're raising taxes on every front. $12.8 trillion, and I've got to look at this monkey in a royal outfit with diamonds all over. I mean, it's an old gorilla, an albino gorilla. These people are so stupid. These elitists have all these smart people working for them that uphold the whole system. But these bumbling idiots don't even know how to wipe their own behinds, literally. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Sean, I didn't talk to him. David in Colorado, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, how you doing?
I'm just sick of these royals. They make me want to throw up. Hereditary rulers? I mean, give me a break.
Oh, yeah, I hear you there. Before I begin, about 1 a.m. in the morning today, I saw a story about the anarchist activity with them hitting people and stuff, and I had even commented then that seems like just classic brown shirt activity.
Oh, I had anarchists come up and bump into me and try to start fights, and they'd always have a news camera nearby. They were working with the news media, and they came up and shouted, "Kill Michelle Malkin," to set me up, and then laughed about it and left with her. These people are sick.
Oh, yeah, and half of them aren't even anarchists. They're just agents that go out there and try to make everyone else look bad.
Most of them are police informants. It's come out. It's confirmed.
Oh, also, my
stay there. I'm going to come back to you, okay? Stay there. I want to hear what you have to say. Then we've got Taylor, Kent, Laura, and others. We're going to get Tommy Crier on about 15 after. And then in the hour after that, I want everybody to tune in. I want you to hear what's happening to the people that have been kicked out of their homes, their apartments, who are trying to work just to get another apartment. They're not going to let them do that. They're going to take them to a FEMA camp. They already are. They're taking their children. They're taking their cars. Stay with us.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution,
without a long-term,
you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
And at PrisonPlanet.tv in the second segment of the next hour at 8 after. That's right, we do that first 5 minutes for stations that don't want to carry news. continuing with your phone calls, I did want to put a plug in. I've been already 2 hours and I've plugged it. The Obama deception, ladies and gentlemen, the Obama deception. I'm telling you, it shatters the left-right paradigm. It shows how the bankers are setting up world government. Now Fox News, CNN, I'm going to cover that next hour, are admitting world government's being set up, world tax, but most of them are saying it's a good idea. So now your friends, your family, your neighbors that laughed at you can say, look, you can pull up a YouTube clip of Sean Hannity or any of these guys, CNN host too, admitting it all and say, now do you want the rest of the story? Do you want to see all the documents, the video clips? Kissinger admitting that they're going to use Obama to set up the New World Order, what the New World Order is. This affects, this is why they stole the $12.8 trillion. They're going to take that out of you in taxes. You think you're mad now losing your job or getting pay cuts, folks? It's only begun. And we cover their entire agenda. This is the one film to show anybody to wake them up. I'm telling you, people always keep saying, what's the one film? What's the one film? We made the one film. This is the one to expose the one. This is the Obama deception. The mask comes off. Tyranny gets a facelift. It's Barack Obama. They put a black face on the New World Order, as KRS-One says in the film. Get it? The hard copy DVD in the highest quality with all the extras and a nice color cover package to give friends and family so they'll watch it. Infowars.com, a secure online safe shopping cart or bookstore, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And you can watch it and download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv, and you get the live TV show we do here for 2 hours every day, sometimes 3 or 4 hours, sometimes we do the whole show. Jason Burmes, all 3 hours, 9 to midnight, PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcast with the GCN Radio Network. So I'll go get a membership there today and get all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, so much more. 5 years coming up in April. Well, I guess it is April now. It's almost 5 years. It's like April 10th or something. I forget that we launched it 5 years ago. So PrisonPlanet.tv. And one other sponsor I want to tell you about that makes this show possible is eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, so we don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest-continually operating storable foods company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years. With the looming food shortages in the current economy, it is imperative that you make sure you and your family are prepared with non-GMO, good, clean, storable foods. I was on CNBC last night and saw the headline about how farmers just aren't putting in crops because they don't have credit and everything's breaking down. There will be a food shortage. Regardless of these crazy times, get prepared. eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, foodsdirect.com, or give them a call, get a free catalog, 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. And one other sponsor I'll just go ahead and tell you about is Survivalist Seeds. Survivalist Seeds, one word, .com. Now you can grow your own healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound and break free of the New World Order. Our sponsor, Survivalist Seeds, has now drastically reduced the price of their heirloom seeds at www.survivalistseeds.com. They now sell 6,000 rare heirloom seeds from 20 varieties for just $108.95. That is just a super discount. It's a huge group of them. There's a real heirloom seed shortage right now, so people interested in growing their own healthy food need to get their heirloom seeds now and start their gardens this spring. Freedom starts with action. www.survivalistseeds.com is how you survive the world economic collapse. Yeah, you need seeds, firearms, gold, silver, storable food. You are nuts. Nuts, nuts, nuts. And by the way, later in the next hour, I'm going to talk about this. I have a lot of employees going to deposit their checks at their own banks, like Chase. And then, you know, they deposit a couple $1,000 paycheck and they say, okay, I want $1,000 of that out. And they even have already $1,000 in their bank account because they want to go to a local coin shop or something. That's what happened yesterday to Rob. And they just go, no, you can't have your money. Even though they have it. And they go, well, I'm going to wire it out. No, the wire's broken. And this, we're getting reports of this everywhere. Are you getting reports of this? Your call straight ahead as we start the third hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.